The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. I've described many times over the feelings of excitement, recognition, and awe that overtook me when I first read the poetry of Seamus Heaney. I was a college sophomore, and I felt called by Heaney's sense of language and his beautiful way of capturing the particular markers of agrarian Ireland and family and childhood. His book, Death of a Naturalist, became a kind of Bible for me when I first began writing poems of my own. I read poems like Digging and Personal Helicon over and over until they rubbed off on my own way of seeing and thinking. Then I branched out to Heaney's other books, among them North, which considers the troubles of Northern Ireland, the sometimes violent conflict between the predominantly Protestant loyalists who wanted Northern Ireland to remain part of the United Kingdom, and the predominantly Catholic nationalists who sought independence. Many of the poems in North turn toward history as a way of processing the driving political struggle of Heaney's time. In a number of poems, Heaney considers the preserved remains of Iron Age bodies found in the bogs of Northern Europe. These bodies, many of them showing signs of having been brutally punished, provide a powerful means of considering the ongoing effects of political and religious violence and brutality. In today's poem, Punishment, Heaney's speaker regards the body of a young woman hanged, presumably for adultery. From its first line, the poem brings us into a startling identification with the victim of this violence. But the speaker is also brave or honest enough to consider the ways he, too, might have stood by, watching as others surely had, failing to defend or protect the victim from her fate. Heaney was my teacher many years ago, and his poems continue to teach me each time I revisit them. In Punishment, I am captivated by the speaker's willingness to approach the poem's harrowing material so directly, to examine the victim's body with such tenderness and intimacy. And I am astounded by the poem's shift into self-recrimination, the honesty and directness with which the speaker indicts himself as part of an ongoing human problem, a failure of conscience. Punishment by Seamus Heaney. I can feel the tug of the halter at the nape of her neck, the wind on her naked front. It blows her nipples to amber beads. It shakes the frail rigging of her ribs. I can see her drowned body in the bog, the weighing stone, the floating rods and boughs, under which, at first, she was a barked sapling that is dug up, oak bone, brain firkin, her shaved head like a stubble of black corn, her blindfold a soiled bandage, her noose a ring to store the memories of love. Little adulteress, before they punished you, you were flaxen-haired, undernourished, and your tar-black face was beautiful. My poor scapegoat, I almost love you, but would have cast, I know, the stones of silence. I am the artful voyeur of your brain's exposed and darkened combs, your muscles webbing, and all your numbered bones. I, who have stood dumb when your betraying sisters, called in tar, wept by the railings, who would connive in civilized outrage, yet understand the exact and tribal, intimate revenge. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation.
Hi, it's Micah, producer of The Slowdown. One of the best ways you can support The Slowdown is by starting a monthly gift. It's easy on our budget and provides reliable support for the show you love. Pledge to give $5 a month today, and you can pick one of our thank you gifts at slowdownshow.org/donate.